Nancy. Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
How are you, Steve?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Hanging in. Back into that
morning. Morning, Nancy.
Is that Betty?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you.
How's your knee doing, Nancy?
I'm sorry?
How is your knee doing?
Ooh. Which one? I'm getting there. You know, it's hard to believe that it will, well, it's August, September, so almost two more months and it'll be a year for the first one. It's definitely at least a year of recuperation, I'm finding. And the big
has arrived.
Strength is getting a little bit better, which is encouraging. But it takes time and still doing the exercises. So it's getting there. Thank you.
You,
somebody else want to say hello? No. Thanks. Oh, I wasn't going to say anything about, he just called me, which is why he was a minute late. But his 60s stepmother is in the throes of dying. And just a word to the wise, he even said to me on the phone last night, we were on the phone for over an hour, and for him to be on the phone for more than 5 minutes is huge. He hates the phone. And she's there, he's here. They went there Sunday, she went again yesterday. And he said to me, I am so glad that you and Dad have taken care of all this. He said, and are not going to leave us with this kind of a mess. For some reason, Brenda doesn't like to talk about anything. When she got cancer about a year and a half ago, Dixie didn't know about it until days after. I mean, she had already had her surgery in Toledo, and they have no idea anything. They don't know if she has life insurance. They don't know. She and Dixie's father have been fostering a child who is now 14 or 15 since he was almost an infant. They never adopted him because he was the son of a cousin of Dixie's father. I know this is confusing, but anyway, she made no provisions of what will happen to Dale if and when she dies. They don't know anything about finances, how much they owe on a house, where the mortgage is, the value, nothing, nothing. And so it's like digging. And you want to do something horrible for your kids? Do what she's doing, and it's awful. You want to do something so that your kids really appreciate who you've been all these years? Take care of your life at the end. So I'm not going to preach. But really, it makes it so much easier at such a horrible time anyway.
I agree, Nancy, 100%. We've never had to be in that position, and we've been fortunate, and we've steadied up our son. As you guys all know, takes care of that end of the stuff for us. So he would, and he's the oldest, and he would, you know, knows more about it than we do.
Marty and I met with a lawyer again several weeks ago. We just wanted to be sure that the documents we have, which he did not prepare, are current. They were 11 years old. We should have done this before, you know, like several years ago, and didn't realize it was important to do. But, you know, things have changed for the way we feel about some things.
Has arrived.
We wanted our documents to show that. Plus, you know, we are extremely open with our kids. I mean, you know, Murray does our financial planning, so he knows all that. Mindy's our healthcare person. She knows, you know. And the only thing we have not done is cemetery class. And every opportunity Mindy gets, and she was here when Jamie called Sunday night to tell us what was going on, when I hung up, she was waiting and waiting to tell me, and when are you going to get, she starts her whole thing, when are you going to get squats? And when I told this to Jamie last night, I said, that's the only thing you don't have. He said, thank you. He said, you know what I'll do? I said, what? He said, first of all, I don't understand why you want to be in the ground, but that's your choice. But he said, I'll go online. Whoever the first one is that will take a credit card that I don't have to talk to on the phone, that's your plan B. he will take care of that part, he said. Anyway, it's a gift to your family to have this stuff taken care of. It's your final gift, and I guarantee you they will appreciate it. Anyway, anybody have any other comments? I don't want to linger on it, but it's just the idea that I finally said to him, I said, Dan, can I call you back? I really need to get on my call. I do it today. And so that's my story today. It's very...
Thank you for your time in advance.
Well, it's like 3.5 years since her father died. They got a call one morning that he died. And I said immediately with this, what a difference in the way he died, the way she's dying. We never know how it's
going to happen. Have a good one, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good day.
Off the work bike.
Has left the conference.
Anyone have any questions or thoughts before we go on?
Good morning. Good
morning, Anita. How are you?
All right.
There was an article in our Sunday newspaper, which goes along with what Star was talking about yesterday, sort of. And I just thought that I would go over a little bit. The title is Health-Centric Homes. Provide ideas for all homes. Anybody heard this term before?
Say it again.
Health-centric, hyphenated. I had not. They're saying it's a description that home buyers will hear more often. Health professionals, architects, builders, and interior designers are increasing to create houses that are designed to promote total family wellness. The green movement began the push toward healthier homes. Now they're asking for safer home building materials. Many manufacturers responded. Improved paint, finishes, carpeting, outdoor treated lumber, and other products developed that produce no toxic off-gassing or other concerns. I said yesterday how inside air has been touted for years as being more polluted than outside. Home heating and air conditioning ventilation systems were also created that gave off cleaner indoor air. The green movement is also greatly responsible for what we take out of homes, including allergy-causing fibers, lead, mold, asbestos, radon, carbon monoxide, and more. Many of the improvements in health that were achieved in the 20th century resulted from improvements in the nation's housing. Now some housing is stepping up another level. Health-centric housing has been called, quote, green technology with all about me luxury, end of quote. That definition, we all want the healthiest homes for ourselves and our families. And now there's a community on the west side that's building homes. And it's Ohio's first health-centric wellness features and lifestyle amenities. They're using green materials, state-of-the-art air and water purification systems, and posture-supportive flooring systems. The circadian lighting system can be designed to provide energizing light in the morning, melatonin-enhancing light in the evening, and black fading. I mean, this sounds so cool. Not that I'm going to build again or move again, but my gosh, this really sounds like they are on the right track. It boasts of an organic community garden and urban prairie landscaping, which requires less water consumption and care. Some of the very high-end health-centric amenities in these homes, and those like it being built across the country, so see what's going on where you live, will not currently be affordable by all. In comparison, many of the earliest environmentally friendly innovations were cost prohibitive, and usually only available to high-end custom home builders. But as deemed an improved technology, as demand and improved technology for more health-centric amenities increases, some of these costs will also go down. Builders, homeowners, and health professionals are learning what health-centric features truly enhance wellness and which are not as effective. Many of the luxuries we can easily live without, but others may have a significant impact on the healthy housing of the future. In the meantime, most of us can dream about what some health-centric houses are incorporating worldwide. That includes hardwood flooring placed upon a layer of cork and rubber, breathe sound, and gently force a healthier world.
Linda Morse
has arrived.
How cool is that? Also available are heated featured stone baths to the shower, tub, spa, or pool to massage feet. Sounds like our blunt mag stuff. Bathroom and kitchen surfaces can be treated with antibacterial sealants, and that eliminates any germs from escaping into the air. Health-centric houses are also big on plants, which provide oxygen to homeowners. And if you're going to have plants, why not have those which can be grown producing herbal remedies and fresh from flower pots to plate produce? Mini greenhouses, vertical trellises for gardening, and hydroponic planting can all be incorporated. Anybody have any comments?
I noticed on one of the shows that they I click on every once in a while is renovating homes and doing things to them, and they had built in a spot right in the kitchen where they were doing wheatgrass. It
wow.
sat right there, and it was a beautiful. It looked like a beautiful arrangement. It was just, you know, a green grass stretch in the kitchen up high, you know, counter height, and it was meant just for that. And you could tell it was right near the, you know, the faucet where they would service it, take care of it, and all that. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool.
It's amazing. You know, it's just really, you really can see that slow go may have to be the way we go with so many things, including what we're eating. But if these are, we built 9 years ago. We moved in 9 years ago. So 10 years ago we started building. These changes are amazing, and it's just 10 years. I think it's cool. Anybody have any more comments? Okay. This is something that was pretty surprising to me. Grandfather's age tied to child autism. Older paternal age has been linked to autism in a man's offspring. But now researchers have found that the older a man is when a child is born, the greater the risk for autism in his grandchild. They found that compared with men who had a child when they were...
Has left the conference.
Those who became fathers when they were 50 or older were about 73% more likely to have a grandchild with autism. Connection held even after controlling for other factors, including age of the grandchild's parents. The mechanism is unknown, and there may be various genetic and environmental factors involved, but it appears that a mutation may pass from a man to his child and then get activated or turned on, not in the child, but in the grandchild. The risk for autism is still very small in any case. The majority of children and grandchildren of older dads and granddads develop normally, but our findings are helping us understand how autism may develop.
Has arrived.
Comments, anybody?
I'm just writing that one down. That's kind of a twist to write.
Well, you know, certainly, I mean, grandparents are, it's unusual. It's not the norm to have a father 50 or older giving birth on a regular basis, I don't think. We certainly hear about movie stars who do it on their 10th marriage or something. But obviously...
It didn't say son or daughter did it.
It was always grandchild.
Okay.
But definitely the grandfather.
I think they need more study on that one.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I don't think, well, we people are having babies older, that's for sure. And can father a child longer than a woman. Home remedies for first age. You know how I love these home remedies. Packets of yellow mustard. They do double duty for leg cramps and burns. People even use mustard to ease symptoms of heartburn. Now, they don't say whether you put it on your leg burn, on your leg cramp and burns, or if you eat it for that. It doesn't say. Sorry. finely ground black pepper. Packets or of pepper can help stop bleeding from a minor cut or scrape. I think we've talked about that one before. Meat tenderizer. Mixing a paste of meat tenderizer and water or vinegar can ease the pain from a bee sting. I got a mosquito bite yesterday and immediately put hand cream on it and stopped the itching. Vinegar. Small container vinegar can serve several functions. A small swig can combat muscle cramps or help relieve heartburn. Castor oil. Ugh. A little bottle of castor oil can be helpful for fire ant bites, or bruises, or sore joints. So I'm assuming that you would put it on any of that, including the sore joint. That would be interesting. Adhesive tape. Take along a roll of tape to trap ticks should you find one crawling on you. Yuck. Sugarless gum. Because constipation is common when traveling, the laxative effect of sugarless gum can be helpful. Gum can also stimulate saliva and ease symptoms of heartburn. Ginger, favorite. Ginger candy or capsules can relieve motion sickness. Some say that ginger also is good for headaches and cough, as well as heartburn. Hot water. Well, you can't take it with you. Often you can get some. And bothersome mosquito bites or an itchy rash from poison ivy can be calmed with an application of hot water. Who'd have thought?
I know one that's really good.
Go ahead.
Was that for poison ivy?
Yes.
The poison oak?
Hot water.
Mm-hmm. One that is highly effective if people have basic age. And the reason it's highly effective is easy because it's a surfactant and it removes the oil that is left from the poison ivy that carries and carries that. That's why you can pick up poison ivy when you're swimming in an area that has it around the shore. It's never been in the water, but the oil has moved through the air into the water. And we had a whole episode of it down at Shasta Lake one year. People were swimming in the water, and they came up, and they started itching, and the basic age, fortunately, we had some with us, and it relieved it very quickly because it dissolved the oil on the skin, and that's all you had to do. So that's a good one.
Interesting. I heard something this morning on TV about parsley. Don't talk about that very often. I believe that they said it was high in A, C, and also K. And Oz was just talking about K when I watched him yesterday, I think. Unless you're on Coumadin, K is definitely a good thing to have. And parsley, you know, is not just for decoration on your plate. It's good to put in your smoothies, which I've done when Marty brought me in some from the garden. Didn't seem to hold up very well in the garden, though.
And a reminder on that one, Nancy, your cashews are your vitamin K when you use them in your dressings and in your milks or cream sauces and those kinds of things.
Really? Did not know that.
Oh, yeah. The K is, I think the cashew is the highest carrier of vitamin K that we can incorporate easily and pleasantly, taste-wise, texture-wise. In our food. So
I believe there's a fair amount of K in the Vital Balance, which I didn't realize when I was on Coumadin. Here I'm having Vital Balance every morning when I came home.
As long as you're consistent, it's good. But if you're, and they know that, you know,
well, they wonder why I couldn't get my level to move. Oh, well. I have no more
Didn't get your what?
My blood level to move. It was always too low. I kept trying to raise it. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a good reason. It was doing it.
Boy. I've
got a question too for low white blood cell count.
Low white blood cell. Mm.
Yeah. They said my white counts were low. They made me do it 2 months in a row, and it's still low. So she said, we'll do it again in 3 months. So, but I don't know why that would be.
I count as an infection. What do they recommend doing?
They haven't said anything.
You know, maybe it's just abnormal for what they see, and so they think there's something wrong when there's something righter than normal.
I don't know.
I'm
sure you've had it checked over the years, and
the last did blood work a couple of years ago, but
and it was okay then.
As far as I know, I haven't gone and checked it, so
I
I've got the thing in my file. I'm sure.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to compare the two numbers.
Yeah, right. And I haven't gotten that. I have to get that from the doctor yet, so I can do that.
I know that 98.6 is the average temperature. A lot of us are not there normally.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good idea to check sometime when you're feeling okay to see where you really fall.
About 97.6 or below.
Yeah. So, you know, when you get a temperature of 99, that's a real temperature for you.
Get a temperature of 98.7, you know, there's something going on.
Right. I don't know about the low white blood cells.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Anyway, as long as I feel fine, I guess I'll ignore it for now.
It would be interesting to hear what they say you can do to increase it or what they think you should do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or what problems can occur from having it too low?
Yeah.
That would be one of the questions I'd ask.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of looked online, and it just, there's reasons for it, and one thing was chemotherapy, which I'm definitely not on, so, or the other one was vitamin deficiency, and I don't think I'm that either, so.
See, and so if they're showing low, you're glad you're, you mean they're saying vitamin deficiency is the cause of low?
Could be one cause of it, yeah, but I take my vitamins every day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, another just occurred to me, is your body metabolizing the vitamins you're using?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
And I know that there are tests that you can take to show if you are deficient in any specific vitamin.
Yeah. But if you're on Medicare, I bet they wouldn't do that.
Probably.
You know, and the other thing you can do that's real easy is just energy tests for the amounts of the different vitamins that you're taking, especially.
I should do that. I have time, so.
You know, just see where it falls because that varies.
Yeah.
We know that varies, and then you know whether you need to be boosting a little bit here or there or whatever.
Okay, we can go on to other things.
One quick thing is there was an article in our paper also about lipstick that's actually food. One of them is chocolate, cotton candy, and cocoa lips chocolate lipstick. The person who was writing about it actually tasted hers, and it really does taste chocolatey. Anyway, this was interesting. Hearing loss is tied to obesity. Another new one for me. Obesity in adolescence is associated with a range of cardiovascular and other health risks. Now a new study adds one more, hearing loss. Association of obesity with hearing loss in adults has been demonstrated. Same association now is being shown in teenagers. Being at or above 95th percentile for body mass index, the definition of obesity in teenagers was independently associated with poorer hearing over all frequencies, and with almost double the risk of low-frequency hearing loss in one ear, suggests that This may represent an early stage of injury that will later progress to both ears as it does in adults. Reason for the connection is not known. Suggests inflammation, back to inflammation again, induced by obesity may be a factor in organ damage. Quite possible that early intervention could arrest the progression. This is another reason to lose weight, but not to lose hope. It's in the New York Times. That word inflammation keeps popping up. And we talked about ticks a minute ago. Tick bite tied to meat allergy. And this is from the Grayson's People's Pharmacy. I have two friends who have developed severe red meat allergies, one of whom was told by his doctor that it was likely tick bite related. Well, can you tell us about this? The condition your friends have developed is called alpha-gal allergy. It's triggered by a reaction to a tick bite. Eating beef, pork, lamb, rabbit, venison, or buffalo meat can result in a delayed anaphylactic response 3 to 6 hours later. Children are increasingly susceptible and may be hard to diagnose. Interesting. Comments? Questions?
No, but my son was bitten by a tick years ago, and they eat an awful lot of meat. He has so much problem with arthritis all over, and I keep telling him to cut out the meat. Sounds like it could be something on that order.
Well, something I was watching on last night, it was a repeat from the end of last year, I think it was, and it very clearly said dairy, no more than one serving a day. And it was, I don't remember specifically. I mean, most people have three because they think that they want the calcium and whatever the dairy industry has convinced them that they need. But one a day max is what they were touting. It goes back to the China study where Colin Campbell says that dairy can be worse than the meat. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether I would push for with my kids.
As well as McDougall's comment, if you're going to take anything out, the first thing to take out is dairy.
There's so many options for milk. Unfortunately, most people think dairy, and they may or may not even be drinking milk as adults, but using the cheese and the ice cream and all that other stuff.
But there's all kinds of modifications or, adjustments for that also. And if you watch, if we watch here, the Soy Delicious, the other night we were going to, the thought occurs to us when we go near one of the frozen yogurt self-serve places where you can get just a small amount if you want. And exactly, the combinations that you want. But I looked in the case of one of the discount stores, and they had the Soy Delicious in there for less than half the price that it normally is in the regular grocery stores. Oh. And I said, Denny, let's just, I didn't even say anything to him. I just picked it up, and I said, here is a serving for both of us, actually a double serving. If we wanted to eat the whole thing just because we were going to toss it if we didn't because we weren't going to refrigeration. And, it's relatively clean. It is an alternative. It is a treat, but there's not any high amount of sugar or anything else in there that is offensive. And you've got the, the positive active bacteria, the same as you do in regular yogurt. So anyway, it was a great alternative and, again, very inexpensive. And if you look in those places, I find often they have it more often than regular grocery stores because they're getting it directly usually from the manufacturer.
Yeah, my grocery
store. Anything
so frozen yogurt actually does have the yogurt quality for the bacteria?
Yes, it'll state it right on there, active live bacteria. And
really?
That's why I changed from TCBY to YoCream, and when I go in, I ask for the book. I say, may I see the book that you have on your ingredient list, and, you know, what's in the different flavors? The different flavors, are very, very different in composition, and as well as whether it's low fat or medium or sorbet mixed or whatever that you can pull and take. And the one that I use has more than double the amount of active bacteria. The tart flavors have more than double the active bacteria that any of the other flavors have. So that's what I use.
So do all, I don't think all yogurt shops are real, quote, yogurt shops.
The self-service one,
yogurt. I don't
more of the self-service ones are, Nancy, that I found. The ones that are just doing it behind the counter are more of the traditional brands. Most of the new ones out here, I don't know a single shop that's opened up that is not self-service. None of the machines are behind the counters anymore. And you need to know that they're going through and sanitizing the machines all the time. That they're giving out sample cups that are not being, you know, reused from one nozzle to another after people have tasted them. I mean, mm-hmm. You kind of watch and you see how they're taking care of the place that you go in.
Yeah.
And at least we do.
Our idea of getting yogurt here, although Freshens, I think, is yogurt, and I've never been in it, but maybe that's more real than Dairy Queen. I don't know.
Oh, Dairy Queen, that's not yogurt anyway. I mean, oh, maybe they have something behind the counter that they make into a parfait. Is that what you mean, that's yogurt? No, that would not be, that is a totally different classification.
Yeah, right. It's the same as ice cream, but it's soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they,
we just have one here in town, it's called the Twisted Cow, so I don't know what kind they have. I've never been in there.
Interesting name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if it's self-service, it would be one to check out. If it's not self-service, I probably wouldn't bother, but.
Yeah, I think.
I'll have to check and see what this Freshens is. It is supposed to be yogurt, I think, but whatever. Anybody have any final thoughts or questions?
Good info, a whole page of notes today, Nancy. I like the short ones that are easy to,
yeah,
to write, make sense out of later.
Thanks for listening to my current dilemma, what's going on here now, but I'm glad that
it is a reminder.
Yeah, and that was really my intention. Give your kids the gift they deserve. Have a good day, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy.
Your support. Appreciate it. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAM, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.